Sorry.
It was like Darth Vader entered the room.
I want to do that.
Stop copying me, Louise. God, every fucking day. Every day.
Last time you copied her too, remember?
What did I do last time?
You said the microphone smelled new.
Oh yeah, I did. I stole your joke.
You jacked my joke. You're Mexican.
That's true.
That is too much.
There can only be one.
There can only be one Mexican.
Yeah. And it's me.
Okay, should we intro this so that everybody knows? So to be honest, they clicked on the podcast, so they probably know what it is. But
welcome back.
You don't think there's some poor soul out there who's just like, what is this? It's new.
I don't know. There might be. For the person who clicked on this who doesn't know what it is, this is We Stayed Late. It's a podcast where we talk about kind of the apocalypse that happened to us a couple weeks ago. That came from it. So is it a couple weeks? Yeah, it was... A month
three.
Ago.
This is
three weeks ago.
I was reminded today.
Who is that,
Who is
Spencer?
That on the mic? We have a special guest today. Her name is...
Ava Gordy. Should we actually introduce ourselves?
Yeah, we should probably introduce ourselves, too, this time.
We didn't do that the first time.
No, we didn't.
You should do that.
We're such idiots. I'm Spencer Stark.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hodge.
I'm Autumn Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
And one more time, Ava Gordy. Yeah. Cheer again.
I love clapping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay, well, Ava, how are you doing?
I'm fine. All I was referencing was I posted an Instagram photo today, me at Starbucks, and I was like, every day's a Sunday when you don't have a job. And somebody left a comment and was like, it's been 3 weeks, get a job, you lazy fuck.
What the are you serious?
Holy shit. What an asshole.
Why is he so aggressive?
So I responded and I was like real passive aggressively, like, please unfollow me. I still freelance and I still teach. And I was like, go away. Damn. And then I deleted both comments because people started like responding to him too much. And I was like, I don't care. It's gone.
That's
but
good.
I was just reminded today that it's been 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still alive.
What a dick.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
I was just saying the other day, like, why do people feel the need to post, like, stupid fucking comments?
Yeah, you were saying that.
Literally, I don't understand. I, like, very recently got a lot of Instagram followers, and I don't know how to deal with it because I very recently was no one.
Are they giving you bad comments or...
It's just weird. Sorry. Now I'm like insulting everyone.
Oh, no. Okay. No. So here's the thing is like most people, especially people that have like tweeted this about this podcast. And,
oh,
like,
they're great.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
They're,
that's true.
No, but seriously, like they've been really, really nice. Yeah. But every once in a while, there's a weirdo. And he or she kind of ruins it for everybody. And that sucks. I hate that. But
yeah,
it does happen.
True. Yeah, it does happen. Most of the stuff on my Instagram is really cool. And I love you guys. But some of it, stop.
Aww.
Just fucking stop. I don't like it.
So you're going to New York.
I am going to New York.
That's so exciting. You're actually leaving tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm leaving hella
early.
Are you coming back?
No.
Candace Carrizales is in New York.
Yeah, we're going to go on a double date.
Are you serious?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my
excited.
God.
I'm scared, actually. I don't know what a double date with Candace like entails. Also, I've met her boyfriend like once for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, he's chill.
Yeah, he seems real
you
chill.
You guys will just all be tourists together.
Yeah. Have you been to New York?
Yeah, I've been to New York because I lived in Boston for a year. So
that's right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, but I haven't been since I've been able to drink.
Ooh.
So
it's a whole new world now.
Ooh.
The final frontier.
I want to go. A whole new. Sorry.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that line creepy?
Only when you say it, Louis. I don't think Aladdin is going, don't you dare.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Ava, what have you been up to? Freelance.
I wish Segway. You could see the face Luis is making right now.
He was instant so creepy weird. Into Ava. So what? What have I been up to? I don't know.
You got a photo shoot happen. I saw that.
I
was super pretty. Yeah.
Thank you. I did a photo shoot 2 days ago. Yeah. I mean, that guy just reached out apparently to all the hosts, honestly. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'll take photos of you. And I was like, dope. And I was the only one that responded. But he's actually really cool. He like photographs.
Yeah, the photos are great.
Yeah, he photographs really for good. BuzzFeed. He's like a freelance photographer for BuzzFeed. So I was like, oh, yeah. Like, because yeah. I've mm-hmm. gotten some photographers.
She's doing quotes with
her quotation marks that are like, I'll take photos of you. And you
then
go
they're like,
there.
Show me your butt.
Well, yeah. And then it's like, oh, that's a weird hey. Choice. I'm like, no, thank you.
Hey, excuse me. Show me your butt.
I'm okay. Thanks, so. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I auditioned for a thing, and I'm just waiting to kind of finalize shit. I have a shoot I'm doing on Friday, but I think it's a secret, you know, secret mm-hmm. shit.
Secret
shit. And I'm still teaching dance, so. But oh. I was always doing that.
Yeah.
While I was working
Where do you teach dance at?
I teach in Montrose.
Okay.
It's a suburb. It's a suburb. It's very suburban. God. It's just like a tiny ass town that has like festivals and shit. And like
that's cool. Next question. What type of dance?
Mostly right. ballet.
Okay.
I like teaching other things, but because of our studio, we have a lot of very talented teachers, and ballet is kind of very, I mean, it's hard to teach ballet as far as like you have to be very knowledgeable in like, I don't know. You have to have kind
it's
of done
technical.
It.
It's very technical.
It's very technical. Yeah. So, yeah. So they kind of wanted me as like a full-time ballet.
What style would you
teacher?
Prefer to teach?
I like ballet, but it is kind of hard having an only ballet schedule because it gets a little bit boring. Because it's just like ballet class, and then the next hour it's another ballet class, and it's always the same like structure.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do. I mean, jazz is also my favorite.
You know what? I was in third grade, and they offered dance classes to us, and I was like, oh, jazz. I'm going to learn how to do swing dance. I'm going to be a badass. I'm going to be real smooth. I show up. It's nothing like that at all.
Yep.
I'm wearing tights, and I'm like, please, can I please leave? I don't want to be here anymore. I'm the only boy. And then the teacher convinced me. She was like, well, you know, NFL players do it all the time.
Honestly, it's true.
And then I was like, okay. Yeah. And then I danced to The Heat Is On.
Holy shit.
Is there video of this?
Please say there's video of this.
There might be. It's probably the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh my God,
I thought I was going to be some cool jazz, like, you know, doing jazz. But this is not jazz. Like, why would they name that jazz?
Right, yeah, that's not jazz.
I don't.
It's very, like, loose, the name jazz. Yeah. Like, any teacher can kind of take it and make it their own. Because there are some teachers that do, like, old school, like, jazz hands, mm-hmm. like, box steps.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do something like that, yeah.
But there's other teachers who are, like, hip-hop, like, jazz, and you do mostly pop songs.
Well, I took, because I used to play soccer, and so I took ballet. To get better at the footwork.
Fancy.
And I was I was so bad at it. My teacher hated me so much.
Sorry.
Who just died?
Nope, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, my teacher hated me
I'm
because
sure
I was so
didn't.
Bad. Well, the problem was is that it was I must have been like 13 or 14. Okay. So I was a little shit, you know?
Oh,
and so
no.
like so but I was in the class with a couple of people that I knew and because we were all going to take it and yeah, we were real assholes. So she didn't like us cuz we would try our best but we'd also have like a lot of fun and she didn't like that we were like having a lot of, because it was very
Is Ava having flashbacks
like,
to students in her class?
I'm
well,
sure
it
you've
sucks
had.
Because honestly, if you want to learn ballet, you can't have that much fun.
That's what she told me.
Right.
She literally said
it's
that she's like you can't
it's
have
technique,
fun.
Right? You have to follow the certain.
Like I tell the kids who are very hyperactive, I tell their parents, I'm like, I mean, enroll them. They can still stay in ballet, but I think enroll them in another dance class because like jazz is more fun. Turns and leaps. You just have more freedom in those kinds of classes. I'm like, ballet, it's
so technical.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing is like, it's still like, I still remember, what is it? Step of the Cat? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What's
is
the
it
name?
In French?
Pas de Chat? I still remember how to do a pas de chat.
I danced during high school.
Oh my God.
I did ballet
God.
And modern.
Oh my
No
God.
Way.
Yeah.
We never knew this.
Connection.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
A little secret about me. Yeah, I wasn't good at it, but it was fun. Actually, like, I really liked choreographing, which is why I think I like editing, because it's, like, really similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very much about, like, I don't know, creating like a flow and like movement and stuff, which is why like that sizzle I just cut, I really enjoyed that because it was
Oh, boy, we love making sizzles here.
Oh, no. We gonna talk about that?
We gonna talk about that.
We can't talk about much of it, but we are making a lot of sizzles and just...
They're the worst.
Sizzles are really bad. Here, they're part of the job and like we understand that we have to cut them because they're part of the job, but ooh, boy, do they hurt.
Ooh, boy, dude, they hurt me real bad. I want to die.
They're all really good at it,
though. That's what sucks but is that we're good at it, and so they're like, oh yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, you can do them, like it'll be fine, and it's like I want to die real bad.
Yeah, no, old story about SourceFed. Owen Carter used to edit all the SourceFed nerd sizzles every single time.
Oh my god.
So every time Ricky came in, like, all right, we're gonna have to make a sizzle, Owen, can you do that for me? And poor Owen just had
poor
to
man.
He just sinked farther and farther down in his chair.
That's why he's like 55 years old, because of all those sizzles he has. Oh my
just
god!
The sizzle,
the premature sizzle.
Oh, that's so funny. No, it's real bad. Here's the thing: is like to do one sizzle is fine,
right?
But then like after you've done like how many have I done?
I know you've done like
so
seven.
Many.
Yeah,
seven.
You've done like seven.
You've
yeah.
done yeah. You've
done a lot.
I've done a lot of them, and so then your brain is just like No more.
Yeah, because you're like, does this even work anymore?
Right.
You get tired of your own tricks.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and like Danny, rest in peace, Danny. Aww. Danny, if you're listening, I love you. And I miss
this
you.
This is the second time we've talked about
Danny.
Him, by the way.
Is
and
it really?
I'm going to say the same thing I said last time, which is, I miss you, Mom.
Oh, I miss you, Mom. Yeah. He is really good at sizzles. So,
I know. He made a good-ass SourceFed sizzle.
Yeah, the new SourceFed sizzle.
Only a month before we went.
Subscribe to SourceFed.
I know. And that video kept showing up in people. Recommendations.
Yeah, so
I
fucked up, dude. So
and they were like, too soon.
For us, too.
Yep.
But we wish little Danny could be here because he'd be real good
Danny.
At this. So that's
maybe
that's
one day
saying.
Danny
How
will
is
be here.
He?
Maybe. Have you guys talked to him?
We've talked to him intermittently, but he's.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
So
that
sorry.
So here's the thing: it's like that isn't in the recording.
Can you just
okay.
But
that?
I did quit. It's for anybody who's listening, which is all the people besides the people in this. the messaging app just went off, and it was real loud in our ears. I don't know how to turn it off. Do you know? How to turn
can
it
you
off?
Just like force quit it?
It is force quit. It's quit completely. Oh
well.
Well, we're just gonna have to deal with it.
That's fine.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. Do I have to rewind it?
No, it's okay. Let's move Danny boy.
Danny boy.
Just Danny, I love you. Okay.
I just found out Danny has a Snapchat.
Yeah,
does he?
Yeah.
I just started following it too.
Everybody should follow it. What is it? Do we know?
I don't know.
Oh,
I just found out.
Well, you can.
How did you find out?
Star. Star told me.
I don't know if he wants that public.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't make it public. But Danny, let us know. And if you want, we'll make it public.
You don't think he doesn't want more followers?
I don't know.
It just popped up in, like, you know, when you're like add friends, it's like people you know sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, I didn't know Danny had one. I added him.
Is it good?
Yeah, he's just a goof.
He's a little goof.
Danny the goof.
Okay, so I wanted to get to this really quick. Somebody sent us a really nice email. Her name is Sandra. Sandra probably is a better way to pronounce it. She's from Puerto Rico. And she was asking us, what's happening?
I was just like, I mean, you said Sandra's a better way to pronounce it. What if it's Sandra? Then you just insult her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sandra. Okay.
Sorry, continue.
So she asked, she said, I'm bilingual. Spanish is my first language. And I'm wondering, do any of you speak any other languages? If not, what's a language you've always wanted to learn?
Well, I just went to Mexico last weekend. And boy, it was a rough time. Because I went to go see my family. And I had four cousins and an uncle. They're all speaking Spanish. And it's been a while since I spoke Spanish in high school. And I felt like a mute because I couldn't communicate.
Did you learn Spanish growing up? Or
I learned Spanish. Like that was my first language, actually.
Oh, wow.
And then I forgot it. And then I English. And so then they would communicate.
English.
But I can understand Spanish pretty good. But trying to communicate and express like deep conversations with them because now we're all older. You know, like when I visited them when they were kids, we could be like, bleh, 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 and just be funny. But now we're like, they're talking about real life shit. And I felt so stuck. Like I couldn't communicate.
Yeah.
And with a name like Luis Gonzalez, you are expected. Like if your name's Spencer, people are like, oh, you're cool. It's fine. You're learning Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? But to me, they're like, what the fuck? Why aren't you speaking Spanish? And I've had people come up to me and who like, think I'm offending them because I think I'm too good to speak Spanish.
I used to get that in Miami sometimes because I look Latin and so I get spoken to in Spanish first and I'm just like, yo sabe un poquito. Yeah. And then they'd get, and I'd gotten yelled at, like, how do you not know your heritage? And I go, I'm mixed black and white. And they're like, oh, and immediately their about face of like, oh, you're trying to speak it. This is great. Yeah. It's just like, you were just yelling at me.
Yeah, that is a very.
I really do want to, though. I want to get better at Spanish because I want to communicate with my family.
We should just speak Spanish in here.
I can teach you.
Autumn, teach me
Spanish. Autumn, are you fluent in Spanish?
I am bilingual.
Are you fluent?
No.
What?
I used to be.
Okay.
When I lived in Mexico, I was.
Wait. What?
You didn't know that either?
No.
I talked about this today and Jeremy was like, what are you talking about?
When did you live in Mexico?
Okay, so I lived in Mexico second half of eighth grade and then freshman year of high school. Because my mom did a bunch of like nonprofit work. So I lived in Chiapas, which is like the very southern tip of Mexico in the rainforest. It was fucking
That's
cool.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it was
That's
really dope. Sick.
You lived in the rainforest?
I lived in the jungle with like monkeys.
Autumn, That's your backstory rad. Is insane.
It's weird, yeah.
I feel like every day we learn like a little piece of just like...
What if I'm just lying? Like, what if I'm just lying about all of it? Yeah, no, it was cool. I mean, I could, yeah.
But okay, so here's a little story about when I heard Autumn speaking another language for the first time. She was sitting, I had no idea. It was probably like, what, your second weekend or something before I heard her speak Spanish. And I'm really bad with language. And that story's coming soon. So I was sitting there and I was editing. I had headphones on and she was talking and I was trying to figure out what she was saying because I heard her talking, but I didn't understand what she was saying. So I took off one of my headphones and I heard her speaking in another language and I was like, she's a spy. She's a Russian spy.
Yeah, I don't
she's
know
infiltrating
why you went to
SourceFed.
Russian.
And then so and then different. I slowly realized it was Spanish and that she was bilingual. But it was crazy.
It's like the dumbest story. Spencer, you little boy. You're such a little boy.
But yeah, so that was real weird.
Who were you
yeah.
speaking to?
My grandma.
Yeah. Abuelita.
My abuelita. She only speaks Spanish now because... Yeah. Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, I know. Damn, that was a bummer. I'm sorry.
It
we're reeling it back. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, but I can't. Well, I can like understand it fine. I can speak it like relatively fine, but it's kind of like you said, like I wouldn't be able to say like
the conjugations are a son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Like trying to conjugate words in like the past and future. It's like I can't. It's hard.
And Spanish is. From what I understand is relatively easy compared to like English. And so I feel bad for anybody who's trying to speak English as a second language.
Yeah. I had to learn it in Miami.
Oh my God.
What? Huh?
What'd you have to learn?
I'm just saying that the English has to be awful. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine trying to learn it.
Oh, yeah. No, in Miami, just because it's a heavily Latin community, like I grew up speaking Spanish. But again, same thing, forgot. And so now I hear it. I'm like, I understand the gist of what people are saying. I don't know like the actual line,
sure,
but I'm like, I understand the context. They're talking about this and this and they feel like this.
That's about as far as it gets.
But then communicating back, it's just this very broken like trying to be like, and it sucks. Like I feel like parts of my brain going, you knew it was there, and then it's just gone,
misfiring.
Although I will say my favorite Spanish word to say that's really hard and I always try to practice it is refrigerator, which is refrigeradora. Because it's like a weird roll and I just enjoy trying to practice.
I just think of refried beans. That's all
like
I think about when you say that.
Refrigeradora.
I can't even speak English. Eva, I've heard you say like Spanish words.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was just you being Eva.
Like in White Walls.
I know.
Did they ever make it in? They did make it in sometimes.
A couple times and people would be like, what was that?
Yeah.
I really only said like pero like I said,
pero
like
that,
and then there was another one that I say like
that's
right,
Miami
I forget.
Too.
Yeah,
pero like
I don't know. Yeah. And like I okay,
where did you
so,
get that?
Well, and then people started calling my because I do this like accent sometimes.
Oh no!
And people started calling it offensive, and God. I was like, uh oh, because I did. I don't hear it, obviously, but like I don't want to sound white and be like, I don't even hear it, so screw you. But like in Chicago, I definitely grew up with a lot of Puerto Ricans in my high school, and so I think, and like my two best friends in college were both Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. and I started just like having this weird.
No, yeah, totally. You start picking up the accent.
Yeah, I was like picking up, but like I do the same thing when I lived in New Zealand. I like started talking in a Kiwi accent, mm-hmm. and so I'm like, I'm just I pick up accents easily. So when I'm around people, mm-hmm. it happens. But like
you
but then when you bring it back,
yeah, and I don't mean it offensively, and I don't even know that I'm doing it. So people point it out, and I'm like,
I feel like they throw that that it's offensive too often. Like you're just
we're gonna have this
accent.
Conversation.
Okay, here we go.
Let's save this for the third episode. Yeah.
Stay tuned for the third episode. We talk about racism.
Okay, so I have a Spanish story that I was gonna tell, and it's really embarrassing, especially now, looking back on it, because I was such a in school. I was like, I tried to be a really good kid, and I generally was. And I got pretty good grades, and like I did a, this just sounds like me bragging, and then what if that was it? I did really well. And then that was the whole story.
I was really cool when I was young. I'm just saying.
No, I wasn't. I was a total nerd. And so but I loved school and I loved to study, and that's weird, but I loved studying and I loved learning things. But that's helped me now. But I didn't like Spanish. At all. I'm really bad with other languages, and I think it goes back to what you were talking about, which is that, like, I love using language, and especially writing language, and so when I can't express what I want to express immediately, I get really frustrated because I like the nuance of language, mm-hmm. right? I like the way that it, like. I like being able to use language to as more than just like a tool to communicate just with the words, but like the way that they sound together.
Is this mm-hmm. a fancy right? way of saying you like puns?
I do. I'm a big fan of puns. But I also like just like writing in general, right? Or like I like crafting with language. And so when I can't do that, I get really frustrated mm-hmm. and I just give up. So
I do that with English. I get frustrated just trying to communicate.
So I felt like I mean, I went through years of doing Spanish, I think I started in middle school and then into high school. And I was in my last Spanish class, in high school, and we were going to do our final, and I was, so terrified that I was going to do terrible and then, have to retake Spanish. And because our final was worth like something ridiculous, like 40% of our 30% of our grade or 40% of our grade or something insane.
Yeah.
And I'm like I'm so bad at it, and I can study as much as I want. I've tried studying this whole year. I'm really good at studying. I just don't pick it up. It's just not something that I'm good at. And so this is awful, and I don't recommend doing this. Don't ever do it. This is real shitty, but this is the only time I've ever cheated on a test.
I was going to say, this is cheating
on a test story. Only test I've ever cheated on, but if I'm going to cheat on a test, I'm going to do it.
How'd you do?
I purposely got a 95%. But the way that I did it somebody stole the Scantrons for the test.
Oh shit!
Out of the file cabinets, and my teacher was a real asshole. He actually wasn't that bad. He just was like a total bro.
He was a real asshole. He
was okay. He was a great guy.
I don't mean that he like did mean stuff. He just was like a bro, and was like totally just not. No, we didn't click.
He was a bro teaching Spanish.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm trying to like picture
me
that.
Too. I can't.
He was the base.
Hola, class. Yeah.
Hola, dude.
Hola, dude.
Yeah.
Hola, dude.
We all just said the same thing. Yeah. Once, but that's fine.
It feels good to repeat.
It does. I agree.
Someone says something funny, you have to repeat.
You gotta
it.
Repeat
I don't know
it.
Why. It's like an instinct.
A thing.
But also, you guys do that all day.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
we
just
do that
what the
all,
habit
we just
is.
Repeat.
Tar wants to die real bad.
That's most of my comedy.
So, So
repeat whatever Penny else says, and then they laugh harder. Like,
ride those coattails, girl.
What's up?
So somebody stole the Scantron out of the box. So I didn't do the stealing, but he was like, I have it if you want it. And there were two different versions, right? They have like the A and the B, and so you have mm-hmm. to be prepared for both. So what I did is I took pictures of the Scantrons, and then I went home with a couple of other people who were not doing well at Spanish either and needed to do the and
holy
we were like,
shit.
Dude, this is like seriously
is
the worst thing I've ever done.
Dude.
So then what we did is we bought a bunch of beads from Michael's. And then
what? What?
And then we started a jewelry party.
No, so
we decided Spanish wasn't where it was at.
We bought a bunch of beads from Michael's, and then what we did is we created friendship bracelets that had A was one color, B was another color, C was another color, D was another, and then there was a start bead, and you go clockwise around the bracelet, and then the A version was on your left wrist, and the B version was on your right wrist.
No!
Bracelets, no matter what situation you got into. And then you would, then the start bead was a certain, like, it was like one was a flower, one was like a, you know, whatever. It'd be different things, like, and so you'd know the order too. So if they fell on your wrist, you'd be able to reorder them.
You had to memorize a bead code instead of just studying for your freaking.
This is why it's so embarrassing now.
You just like, now you seed me to your like, yeah, Spanish test.
Yeah. So I remember.
I feel differently about you. I'm not going to lie.
This is the only time I ever cheated, but like I said, if you're going to cheat, you got to cheat really well.
Yeah.
Like really well in order to
cheat with style.
Yeah.
You know what though? You know those stories where people are like, who would you call or who would be on your crew if you accidentally kill somebody and you're like, hi, like Spencer just got bumped to that. I was like, yep, no, I'm going to call
bumped
Spencer.
Bumped up.
Yeah.
So, bumped up higher on that list of like, oh shit, I need help.
But we figured it out and it actually worked. And then, okay, so here's the other thing is that the bracelets were, not to brag, bracelets were perfect. The bracelets were perfect in the sense... No.
The bracelets
were perfect in that they had all of the right answers, and it was going to be really
Oh, God, I'm dying.
I tried to get through that sentence, and I just didn't make it. The bracelets... The bracelets had all the right answers, and so I had to purposely miss some. Otherwise, my teacher would know for sure that I had cheated because there's no way I was getting 100% on this test in a class that I was like not
right.
Not. I mean, I was barely getting. I was like, for me, it was like the bottom of an A-, and I was like freaking out because I just you know, when you're in high school, that seems like a big deal. And so I purposely had to like choose questions to miss.
Uh-huh.
And so
the 95, you didn't really miss too many.
I didn't miss that many.
Yeah.
But I missed enough that it wasn't like, how did you get 100% on
exactly.
this test? So,
do you still have the beads?
I do. And can I use them? No, I don't.
Did you sell them to the next semester?
I didn't because I assume he changed the... Here's the thing. I don't want to promote cheating, right? Like, I don't want people just to cheat.
I just
want to
cheat for me.
if you're lazy and you're cheating, like, that's one thing. But, like, if you actually... I mean, I'm not promoting cheating at all. Don't cheat, no matter what you do.
I looked over at people's papers all the time.
If your world depends on it and there's one test and you know you're not going to do well and you're going to fail it, like, if you're going to cheat, you got to cheat well. You got to be... Because
cheat has to be as
innovative as what the actual learning of the material would be, right? So, anyway, that's my cheating story. I don't recommend
Send us your best cheating tactics in the comments down below.
Tweet us your best cheating tactics.
I still don't know my multiplication tables because in second grade, me and this girl like would cheat together because the teachers would have each other check our own papers.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So me and this girl, her name was. Oh my
you guys
God,
had a pact.
Yeah, me and Chandel, and we both knew not to make overcorrect. We also knew to like make sure it wasn't perfect. So I don't know most of my multiplication tables because me and Chandel would cheat. And one day she was absent. And it was a grade checking day, and I was real scared.
I got in trouble for that one.
I got like a C instead of like the usual B or A on math. So it wasn't like, you know, you have a bad day.
Yeah, sometimes you have bad days.
But it was still, I was real upset she was out that day.
Yeah, that'll crush your spirit.
I got in trouble, dude.
What'd you do?
But like, I wasn't even advocating for this, but my best friend and I, we traded papers. And she noticed that one was wrong, and she was like, I'll just change it for you. And I was like, don't. Like, seriously, I don't care. And she did it anyways. And so the teacher walks past right when she's, like, erasing my answer, and, like, we're in the middle of grading each other's paper. And she's like, I get in trouble because she thinks I told her to do that. And I was like, oh, my God. This is bullshit.
Oh, no. See, the key to that is that you leave the answer blank when you don't know what it is. Oh. And then when you're checking, and they just fill it in for you.
Well, I mean, wow. I wasn't.
We're just teaching these people.
This was second grade. So if you're in second grade.
That was
second grade.
Listening to this in second grade, probably don't.
Hey, it's too advanced. HMU.
It's the only time I did it, too, because it was the same thing. Like, I just, I'm still to this day not good at mental math. I need to write things down and visualize it.
Me too.
I can't do it in my head.
Well, everybody's good at different
stuff.
And
now we have a calculator all the time. So who wins? Yeah. Who wins now? I have a calculator with me at all times. So
I thought I love to study, but because I love to like learn a lot. But I get why.
That's the second time you've said how much you love school and learning.
Dude, I do.
I'm not joking.
I love learning.
I know. I 100% believe you.
But I get like why people, you know, don't, because like everybody's brains are wired differently, and so like we're all good at different stuff. And if you're not good, like if that type of school is not good for you, I think Candace did a whole thing on this. If that type of school is not good for you, like you can find other schools and other ways of learning, and like you know, there's all sorts of like really interesting things you can go and do other than standard school, right?
Yeah.
Like for math, there was this really cool thing. If you ever guys ever seen The Line, this is gonna be awful because it's a podcast, so I can't even explain. But like the Line math thing, have you guys ever seen that?
You showed this to me when you first got there.
That's right. Yeah, there's this like I can't. It's hard to describe.
You can
multiply just using lines, and my brain clicked, and
Google
I was like,
Google it.
Google multiply with lines. My brain just clicked, and all of a sudden I knew.
I do multiplication with my fingers.
Okay, how do you do it?
But I can't. It's not for a podcast. I'll show you afterwards.
Okay.
It's literally like
we'll do a little bonus video or something.
Hands to do it.
I know the nine trick.
Oh, I know the nine trick.
Oh yeah.
When it's nine times anything, nine times two, you lower your second finger is 18.
18.
Nine times three, 27.
What?
Nine times four, 36. Nine times five, 45.
45. Wow. Holy shit.
54.
That's like a cheat. It's like a built-in cheat.
I wish I'd known that. Cool. I was homeschooled, and then I went to art schools. So I'm a fucking
Autumn
loser.
Just keeps coming in.
Autumn has the best
stories. Who are you?
Stories, man. Wait, okay,
Autumn
so what? What'd you do at art school? How was that?
Well,
different than regular school.
Okay.
How was your school different than regular schools?
Okay, so I went to what's called a Waldorf school for a couple of years, which is like, I had a class on gnomes.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I also had a knitting class and a watercolor class.
Oh, man. That's I would take a class on gnomes now.
It was great when I was nine, for sure. But then I had to go to, like, well, it was still an art school, but it was, like, really, really intense. Like, it was scary.
Is that where you learned to take critiques and stuff?
That was in middle school, so no. I did, like...
You're saying you were really really bad at getting feedback, or
still,
that you didn't...
Oh, okay. I mean, I remain bad at it, but I was really bad at it back then. No, it was, like, it was an art school. Like, I had a bunch of arts classes. Like, I took violin and piano and all that shit.
Damn.
But then high school was really cool. Damn! But then high school was really cool.
Damn!
Because I basically went to this, like... drug school, and there was like only 200 kids that were
hold on. What do you mean by drug school? That's
you
really
know what I mean. No, everyone was high as fuck all the time. And it was from like, it was like seventh graders to like 12th graders, and there was only 200 kids in the whole school. And I had, so you would go into class at like 9:45, you'd leave at 2:30, you had four classes a day, and when I was a senior, I had one academic class, and then I had three art classes. It was fucking weird. I don't know why I'm not a fucking weirdo. Like, I should be way weirder than I am. And I was prom queen of that high school.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's so cool. Wow.
I don't feel good about that.
And then
I was.
And then you went to college for a little bit, right? But you didn't.
Yeah, I like tried. It wasn't for you. But I just ended up getting a job, and I didn't like college, so I dropped out.
And now you're a success story.
I guess. I'm drunk at work, so I don't know.
They offer beer here all the time.
Yeah,
at this new job, they really want you.
They want you to drink, and then they want you to meditate. It's very.
Oh yeah, we had a meditation thing today. Yeah, yeah, it's really nice.
In the middle of the day, they're like, "Come learn how to meditate."
Priceless.
What the fuck?
I know. Ava walked in. Ava walked in the building and she just stopped and looked around for a little bit. And like,
I went, "Oh, okay."
That's exactly what she said.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely salty. I walked in. I mean, let's be honest. The old SourceFit office was like
kind of trash.
Nasty. Oh, yeah. A little bit trash. All the roaches. I mean, I loved the people in it, but the building itself wasn't this swanky. No. I mean, I walk in the leather couch.
Did you have the fruit water?
There was no more fruit water. They took it away.
Oh, they took it away.
Oh, damn.
She got here too late.
No,
because straight
up, I was
of it.
Like, is there any drinks that are free that aren't beer? And Spencer was like, no. Like, why don't they have, like, sodas?
They have water.
They have all sorts of
that's
milk.
True.
I have root beers to
why
offer.
Don't they have sodas?
There's a ginger beer in there.
Oh, yeah, there's Spencer's. Ginger beer. And, oh, no, yeah. No, that's not mine. I have
oh,
root beer.
Not? Oh.
Yeah. But but they do have ginger beer. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, yeah, because we had what? It was ginger. It was Whiskey Mule Day or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's
what it was. Here's, like, just have this, and I'm like, okay.
They keep offering us snacks. It's real...
like 2 o'clock. We're so lucky.
Can I bring up something that happened on the last podcast?
Yeah.
I already brought this up to Spency, but Spency put the host on blast.
I did.
Oh, the bars thing.
Yeah. Bars thing. Oh.
Okay, Ava, you always send me bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
okay,
you. I don't think it was ever
no,
you.
No, and I told. She texted me right after she listened to it. It was like, dude, I know you're talking about me. And I was like, I was not talking
I
about you.
I swear to God.
I swear.
I was talking about Stephen Suptic. For sure, dude.
Yeah,
100%.
Dude. Well, okay, because most of the time, Stephen would write in, like, fake bars.
Yeah.
That were like, and he would write a title that was clearly
you
not
can't
supposed
do
to
that.
Be
yeah.
a title.
Hasn't, for anybody who hasn't listened to the first podcast, and the first episode, first of all, go listen to it. Second of all, the term bars is referring
yes.
to title and
tags,
and tags, which
info.
Is like the things you put in so that people can find it, the info, the description, like all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And
one-liner.
Right, yeah. like the one-line description. And the hosts were supposed to send those to us after, well, actually they're supposed to send them to us after they got done writing the
right.
story, before we shot it. And it just never,
we were
usually
so
never happened.
Bad at shooting on time. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the deal was.
Holy
that was
shit.
Consistent.
Dude.
That was consistent,
consistent
across the board,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like, that, was,
that wasn't
that
anybody.
Was just
that
from,
was just,
like,
I was like, we were just like, man, it got to be noon. Every time we started shooting at noon when
they,
we were supposed
they
to go
used to change
time.
The times when people would come in to try to fix that.
I was just
going to
yeah. say
it
that.
Never,
yeah.
It never changed anything. It
yeah.
was
well, some people used to come at like 6 and before I
was
there.
Yeah, before I was there, people got in at 6 in the morning and apparently it didn't matter. They would still be late. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was, but yeah, I wasn't talking about you.
Well, like several times you guys have had to say, Ava, send me the bars.
But here's the thing is like when I'd ask you to do it,
you do.
You
it.
Would do
I
it.
Went to
yeah.
Do, yeah.
As
yeah.
opposed to like, you know, there's other people that wouldn't.
Willing hands.
Whoa.
Oh,
oh,
shit.
No,
that's true.
But I'm serious.
I liked all parts of my job, honestly, so.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know.
I thought you were going to say except for bars, but you liked bars?
No, I like when somebody needs something from me, I liked doing it.
That's
yeah.
really
yeah,
cool.
That's
cool.
Well, it's nice. Yeah.
I love that. Oh my
it's
God.
Nice to feel useful.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something about like when somebody's like, "Hey, can you do this for me?" and you're like, "Yeah." Like, and then you go do it. I don't know
yeah.
what it is, but it
yeah.
just like feels like, "Yeah, I'm going
to
go do
well,
that."
Well, I mean,
for
we
you.
Have like this thing that we like, I mean, most people I think like to help other people. For the most part,
oh
you
yeah,
know? Like it just.
Okay.
I mean, no. I mean, it just feels like inherently it feels good when you help other people,
yes.
and so I think that's it's part it's that
yeah.
coming through, right?
I like this is Spencer's mean girl coming out.
Oh yeah, Spencer was being a fucking bitch earlier.
I what?
What?
I don't even remember what about,
oh,
but I remember
oh, no.
calling
it was,
him
it
a
was
bitch.
It was Jeffrey, and I said Ava's coming in. You might have met her once,
but
and
said
it sounded
but you
like
said it, you said it. You were like, you might have met her once. Like, it was that tone.
But I didn't mean to, and it came out wrong, and then they were like, ooh, you're being real,
like a mean girl.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't...
And then he started panicking.
And then started panicking because I'm feeling like a bad person.
Who's Jeffrey, though?
Oh, Jeffrey.
Remember when in the old office, like...
Hey, Jeffrey, I know you're listening.
Yes.
Like, the people who stayed in Suzanne's office because they were scared to, like, wander around.
He was the first one in Suzanne's office.
Yeah, we never spoke, but that's okay.
And Jeffrey's fucking cool.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's
and
cool.
And Jeffrey...
Oh, wait, he asked us a question on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he did ask us a question on Twitter. What was the question?
What are the new coworkers like?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, there's the second part of that question.
Hold on. Let me find it. Oh, no. What are your new coworkers like? Pain in the ass, I bet.
Not wrong. Honestly, this is a great question. Who else works in this room?
Mm. There's a... let's see if we remember everyone's
name. Well, Jeffrey and Rose.
Jeffrey and Rose, Candace.
Candace, not the Candace you're thinking
of. No, yeah, different Candace.
Suzanne's assistant. And then Suzanne, who's... Mm-hmm.
This room?
And, yeah. Yeah, those are the
everybody's
pretty,
in this room.
That's like the consistent amount of people. So it's us four, Jeremy, and then Jeffrey, Rose, Suzanne,
and Candace.
And Candace.
And then,
that's
then,
consistent.
Yeah, and then some people like trickle
in and out.
Ben Lear was
like,
here.
There's sales people coming
sales
in.
People
and we're like,
here.
Oh no, we have to remember everyone's names and we don't remember everybody's names.
I forget.
Names.
Yeah, I know. I feel really bad.
No, that's fine.
But we try to keep it weird. You know, they enter and we try to play
sincerely.
Smooth Anthem.
We play Smooth Anthem.
Everybody who comes in here, there's just within 10 minutes, it's just that soundboard is out.
Yeah,
and
have we talked about
the
soundboard? No, we haven't talked about the soundboard. No.
Hey, so we made a soundboard.
Hey, I'm gonna.
It's
I think once it's done, I'm gonna put a link up for you
God.
To download our own sound, our soundboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
You can download the soundboard, and then you can have your personal, your own little Strensum soundboard.
Because
we have some real good sounds.
It's
literally
what we do all day.
And it's really nice because like Jeremy gets involved too.
Yeah, Jeremy,
so
yeah.
He kind
of
validates our weirdness.
There will be like some high up executive salesperson who comes in and they're clearly having a conversation with Suzanne on like the side, like, okay, it's business time. And then it's just like,
static and then coughing. And the under the skin.
And then the yeast.
Are you going to play? Yeah,
oh
there it is. And that'll just play
there
while they're trying to have a meeting, and we just turn it up, and then somebody else will start it over the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's fantastic.
This one too.
Can we legally do that? Oh yeah, there it
oh,
is.
Oh yeah, the creepy sound.
Under the skin. Is that what it's called? Under the skin. Under the skin. Yeah.
This was Owen Carter's favorite.
He would play this every day.
I love it.
Okay, so Ava, before we run out of time, I did want to ask you what your like what your backstory is, like where did you come from, what did you do growing up, what kind of kid were you, and how did you get to be
oh like all of you guys did
yeah
last time? Okay. Oh, that seems so heavy.
I know.
So like where do I begin? Well yeah, I was a ballerina for a long fucking time, very seriously, so I kind of put school on the back burner. I graduated high school and I immediately went to Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. And I danced there for a while professionally, and then I got really badly injured.
Oh shit, really?
I know. I don't know how to say this story without being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Sucks, but basically, dude. I needed surgery and I had to give it up.
It's tough because if you get injured,
it's like pretty much done.
Yeah. And I think I could have worked up, but it would have taken like years to get back to where I was, and I was just kind of like sitting around a lot and being like, I can't, like it was just draining me. So but basically while I couldn't walk, I was like in a boot for like 6 months, and I started my YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, and there's videos of you very young, right?
Yeah many of them are deleted. but I mean,
well,
on my personal channel I used to make videos all the time.
I remember seeing you. There were photos of you because we were looking for a photo of you for a white wall or for something. I can't remember what it was. And we stumbled across a photo of you at a very young age, and it looked nothing like you.
Oh, yeah. I looked
I mean, we could
different
see you
hell.
In it. Like, we could see the essence of you in it, but, like, you look so different. You had, like, bright orange hair, I think, and curly.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen that pic.
Have you seen that picture?
I've seen that pic.
So then you started a YouTube channel, and then how did you get to, like, SourceFed?
Okay, well, I basically was doing my own personal channel for a long time, and for some reason I was just like very in the community, and I was always at VidCon, at Playlist, and I didn't have a lot of subscribers, but I was making friends very easily, and I was just kind of like there
around
all the time. So I moved here, and that's when I met I mean, I was already friends with Mike Falzone for a long time. And then he introduced me to Steve Zaragoza. Mm-hmm. And then through Steve, I met Will. Through Will, I met my boyfriend, who produced for SourceFed for a while.
Darren.
And so I had all these connections at SourceFed, and like I only vaguely like knew about it at the time. I knew when it launched,
yeah,
because it was a big deal, like when Philip DeFranco like started it and all that shit. Sure. Mm-hmm. So I watched it like right at the start, but I didn't really know what it was then, like right when I moved here. Uh-huh. So I just became friends with like almost everybody.
Like friends with everybody on it.
Yeah, because cool. Even before I started here, I was going to First Fridays.
Yeah, I remember. That's awesome. Okay, so, I remember when Darren brought you around, and I was just like, "My God, he's just dating these models. They're so pretty."
I remember. I think it was the first week I was there. Either that, or the second, first or second week, I can't remember. But we went out to the restaurant that is next to Universal Studios Hollywood. What was that place called?
Boca de Beppo.
No. The one where they have the bowl riding.
Oh, the bull.
Saddle Ranch.
Yeah. So we went out to Saddle Ranch. Yeah. and
weird night.
Yeah, and we were all, it was like my first week, and we were all just like dancing. Like
we were
crazy.
We were
I remember seeing Ava.
I was like
and,
club dancing too. Yeah. I was like going down.
Getting into it. And that was my first, and she had purple hair at the time, and it was shaved on the side.
When I first saw you, you had white hair, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, and so none of us, I didn't know who you were, and I just knew that you were with Darren, and then you came in later, and I was like, oh, I know her, that's the person that, it was just so weird,
because it was
a weird intro to everybody, too, because I remember we were all just like, my first week there and we're at like a really like dancing.
I didn't even know that was your first. I mean, I just assumed that everybody had worked.
Did everyone have a weird first week?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I had the weirdest first week. My first week was fucking election week, dude.
Oh yeah, that was so weird.
And we did that weird fucking white wall with like everyone. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. We did that four people on a white wall.
And then everyone, and then we did that one where it was like Sam was like the blue man group and like Bree
wore that mask.
Yeah, it was just so weird.
Right.
Yeah, it was so fucking weird. And then
in the editing room we were doing weird shit.
Yeah, it was strange.
We were trying to fit. Wasn't that the week that we were trying to fit? We have the dildo that was.
My second day.
Oh yeah, this is a good story.
Wait, yeah, it was my second day. So I came into the office and they were like shoving a dildo into a Jack in the Box thing.
It was a crusty Jack in the Box.
It was a Simpsons crusty Jack in the Box.
They were trying to make it pop out of the Jack in the Box.
Me and Spencer tried really hard.
We tried so hard to make that happen.
I was like, oh, where?
We were trying to shove it in so that the Jack, so you'd like, you would, boom, and then a dildo would explode out of it.
Spoiler alert, it didn't happen at all.
It never worked, but we tried really. We were even like, can we cut Krusty out and like attach it inside? Yeah. And we finally just gave up on it. But yeah, it was, we tried real hard.
Have a normal first week at SourceFed.
My first week at the end of it, it was a beach day. And so I just went, everyone went to the beach together. Oh. And it was like a weird, but it was weird because Will didn't know how to swim and they were all trying to get Will to go in the water. And I'm just like, I didn't know anybody, and I'm like, I have to be in a bathing suit in front of like all my new coworkers. This is gonna be weird.
But then
I'm like, well, everybody's in a bathing suit, like, so who cares? But at the same time, I'm still like, I just met everybody, but okay, cool. But it was fine. But it was just like, wow, this is a cool place. We get to go to the beach. It never happened again.
But we do lots of fun stuff. To be fair.
When I used to hear all these stories of like, oh yeah, we hit this many subscribers, we're all gonna go to Six Flags. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And they just did.
Oh, man. It never happened. Bummer.
It was apparently a different time.
Okay, so somebody asked us a question on Twitter. Kaya Ciari?
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Still
sorry.
Can't do names.
Butcher. What's the stupidest / best thing you've done out of boredom?
Okay, I answered this before we started the podcast, okay. And I'm going to use my same answer because I'm stupid. My entire life is boring. I'm bored all the time. So I feel like my whole life is just a product of how bored I am all the time. I'm drunk right now. I'm bored, dude. So that's my answer to that.
That's funny. So everything that comes out of you is out of boredom.
That's what that soundboard is.
Yeah,
that's true. The soundboard did come out of boredom.
Sound bored.
God damn it.
Okay, I'm done.
Anybody else have anything they do out of boredom? I get lost in daydreams a lot because I like to write, and so I have like I have all these stories that are made. So I'll just constantly, like, if I'm bored or if I don't have anything to do, my brain will just be in another world completely.
I have the same issue. If I feel an ounce of boredom, my body goes, oh, now you're going to be anxious because you're clearly missing something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta be doing
so something's wrong if you have nothing to do, and it's just like, oh, think of all the things you always wanted to get done and try to get do them all at the same time, and then stress out and panic and not be able to do anything.
Yep.
So that's my brain.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's okay. I feel like that's almost everybody anyway. So I'm like, eh.
I've definitely almost passed out from stress or from, we were talking about this the other day. Yeah. Can we talk about that? Is he okay with us talking about that? Oh, we'll just talk about it.
Okay. Well, Ian Doki, my boyfriend, almost, wait, ooh. No. Ooh, he... We probably shouldn't talk about this. He almost passed out, and I felt really bad for him. But it was stress.
Yeah, I was telling her that I have definitely almost passed out from stress, or not even from stress, but like when you're really stressed, and then whatever it is that you're stressed about, like, subsides, and then your brain wants to stress about something else, but it doesn't have anything to stress about, and so then you almost pass out.
Yeah. Ian released the movie. Ian has a movie out.
Yeah. Ian has a movie out. Go check it out.
And it's good, and it came out, and then he almost passed out. Yeah.
And that makes sense.
And that's like Ian's life story.
Yeah. Right there. God. Yeah. But I mean, that's, you know, when you come down from stress, it's almost like I'll get sick when I come down from stress.
Me too.
Yeah, like if something's really stressful and then all of a sudden it's like over, I'll get sick.
Did your body ever do that thing where like every time, like during school, if I'd have Christmas break, I'd get sick. Every time I'd get on Christmas break.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. When you're on break, that's when you get sick because all of a sudden that stress is gone and you're like, your body's like, okay, I can let down my guard.
Time to get sick. Yeah.
Wow. It sucks.
Mm. It does.
Okay, so I have
you made the table talk thing?
I have a mason jar. No.
Them like table talk little questions.
I did.
I'm getting flashbacks. I don't like.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
I'm about to faint.
So I have a mason jar full. I have a mason jar full of usernames of people that went on and reviewed the podcast.
Aww.
And then if they retweeted the tweet that I said to review the podcast on, then they got another entry in it. So there's some that have two. But basically, they're in a drawing to get the Polaroid, a stack of the Polaroids from SourceFed.
Ooh.
I'll be sending that to them. So Ava, do you want to pull a name and let us know who's going to get the first
one? Who's going to win the random pictures of people?
Yep.
Random photos of people.
Oh, boy, here it is. I'm scared.
Jacka Widener?
Jacka Widener. All right, Luis, you want to do the other one?
Wait, what?
more than one.
Do they get?
There's two.
One.
We have two of them. We have two stacks.
Paying attention. This is my brain. It never works. Okay, that's very frustrating and sad. Congratulations, Daisy Rundell. You've won Polaroids.
Jacka Widener and Daisy
Rundell.
All right, so I'll message you guys once this goes live, and you guys will get some.
Thanks for rating.
Yeah, thank you. And and that being said,
what if they rated it like trash?
I told them, be honest.
Fuck you. You can fuck right off.
I would imagine Daisy Rundell said something like that.
This is fucking bullshit.
She left a very nice review. She did send to me.
Fuck you.
if you haven't rated the podcast, please go and do it. It helps us to move up in the ratings, so that we can get more people to listen, and that allows us to keep making the podcast. So go do that for us. That's probably the best thing you can do. That, and tell a friend about it if they like SourceFed. Or even
tell a friend. God damn it!
If you got friends,
hey Luis, you ever told a friend?
Them. Ooh, never.
Never talked to a friend?
Never told a friend.
What's a friend?
Never had a friend before.
Ava, you got any plugs?
Do I have plugs?
Do you have any plugs?
Plug it up. We got plugs.
It's just Ava Gordy on everything.
Oh, boy. You better go to Ava Gordy. I'm going to fucking punch your fucking face.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like this aggressive.
You are the only one sitting next to Louise.
Didn't you get Ava on YouTube?
Yeah, it's youtube.com/Ava.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Crazy.
It wasn't that before. I used to be Halt, I Am Ava.
Wow.
Yeah, that's worse for sure. That's
sure. Definitely not as good.
But then I got partnered, and I was like, hey, is there any way? And she was like, it's available. I was like, damn. Hell
that's
yeah.
That's crazy.
That's yeah. Cool.
That's awesome. Don't, yeah. Do you have a podcast? Are you still doing your podcast?
Oh, yeah, I do have a
okay,
podcast.
Okay, you should plug the podcast.
Plug it up.
I have a podcast with my friend Nikki, who also makes YouTube videos, and it's called Okay, But What If?
And what ooh. do you do on Okay, But What If?
We really just talk shit.
Okay.
It's fun, though. Yeah. We have a good time.
That's yeah. Great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You better yeah. Rate and comment on that as well.
Damn. Luis can just be Luis the aggressive
going
promoter.
In. Going in.
All right, guys.
Going in.
Well, it's 7:40 p.m. and you got to get out of here because you have
I have a rehearsal.
Oh, you have a rehearsal? For what?
Dance rehearsal.
Oh, for
also,
a dance?
I have a show if you're in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. Plug your show.
I have a show. What date's it on? That would be helpful to know already.
Do we need to ramp?
Off
I mean, vamp?
Back. Yeah,
ramp.
Do we need to ramp?
Vamp, you guys.
Go
for it. All
right, so ramping, vamping.
Vamping.
No one better use these pop filters
because
my
what's
mouth
your favorite
is really
color?
On this.
quick round.
What's,
oh,
yeah,
your
what's
favorite
your favorite color?
Color?
Mine is light blue.
Ooh, it's going to be blue, sometimes black.
Wow.
Bruise.
Currently.
Bruise? I like a good bruise.
Bruise color. Bruise colors.
Wow. Oh, it's May 13th.
May 13th.
It's May 13th. It's at the El Portal Theater. And I'm dancing in two different pieces. It's on a Saturday, Emily.
You better fucking be there.
There's two different shows. One's like earlier in the day, one's at night.
You better be at both shows.
Mad Louise.
I gotta bring you around everywhere with you.
You better be there.
What's your favorite color, Star?
Currently it's in the purple range, but it changes about every couple years or so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
As an artist. Yeah. Autumn, what's your favorite color?
I don't know. I've been trying to
think. I believe you when you said bruise. No. I was like, bruise. That makes sense.
Bruise. Yeah, cool, sure. I'll stick with that.
Oh my god. When you were really, really quick story. When we were trying to punch that.
Oh my god.
So, real brief. We had the box from Mario.
The coin box.
The coin box from Mario that, like, you punch. And Luis and Brett decided they were going to hang it in our living room. And every time you hit it, it goes.
Da-da-ding.
Like, yeah. And so we'd walk by it and punch it. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. And like over and over and over until it broke. Mm-hmm. But Autumn was trying to punch it. Can you tell the story?
Yeah, okay. Sure. So I'm stupid and I'm clumsy. I like how I talked about how I used to do ballet. This is why I stopped. So I jumped up to try to punch it and I fucking like fell on the couch next to it.
That bruise on your leg
dude.
Is fucking
and
huge.
And I fucked up my leg so bad. It was like the biggest bruise.
It was.
And it was like
huge.
It was huge.
It was like your first month there, too.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. That's okay. I'm used to that.
God, Spencer, come on.
Oh, God.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ. Yeah, it was big. It was ugly. Just
it was
so
huge. It was crazy.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah, it was pretty cool. You're
so
right.
Is that your favorite color?
That greenish blue,
that like
yellow,
shitty,
yellow.
Like yeah. Old inside blood color. Yeah, for sure. I like it.
Ava. Ava looks like she's gonna throw up.
What's your favorite color?
Mine's
Ava?
Yellow, like the sun.
Aww.
And bees?
Bees. Okay. Bees. Black and yellow stripes.
Bees. Are you appreciating
is it bees?
That bees have
is it
like
bees?
Like the memeification
oh,
of bees have been
sure.
Like really prominent this year?
Darren and I saved, well, we attempted to save three bees at our pool the other day. They just kept getting stuck in this like crack of water. We have an infinity pool. We don't.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That sounded really like it's not our pool. It's our apartment building pool.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's an infinity pool. So just
your
like
apartment building is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, it's like pretty cool.
I went there, yeah. It has like its own like recording studio
what?
And like little ballet room or whatever.
Yeah,
it's pretty
cool
awesome.
As fuck.
I mean, yeah. I can't afford it anymore, but it's like fine. It's like gonna be okay. Yeah. But yeah, bees kept getting stuck, and we were like, "Come on, bee!" One died.
Oh, that's okay.
R.I.P.
We tried our best.
I tried to save snails in my apartment.
Hell yeah!
Man, snails.
Man, what are you saying? Snails are nice.
I was gonna say that's gross.
I pick them up, and I'm saying, "You're in the way, little snail," and then I put them in a little rock.
That's so
because
nice.
People step on them, and then you know what happens when they get stepped on?
Oh,
the
no.
Snails eat them. You get, yes, I swear to God, four snails start crawling in and start eating the snail's
Dude,
body.
Dude, like I said, fuck snails or cannibals. They're assholes.
They are cannibals. I thought you were going to go into your like scary voice and just like, don't step on snails. I can't do it.
Don't step on snails. No, I see, yeah.
That's terrifying. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's gross. Really scary.
On that note.
Should we wrap it up? All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Spencer Stark.
Oh, follow me on Instagram at Louie12, L-U-W-I-12. That's L-U-W-I.
Please stop. 12.
Star, where can find you?
My Twitter is StarlineX, and my Instagram is Starlene. It's also spelled Starline, because that's easier to understand. But that's not how you pronounce my name. So.
Starline. You can follow my Instagram at Roughhouse, R-U-F-H-A-U-S.
Ooh.
Do it.
Is there an E at the end of that?
No. No.
And then Ava already plugged.
Already, yeah, we did this.
At it's Ava okay. Gordy. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming, Ava. Of I know course. That the traffic was insane and that that
parking
this
structures.
Parking is nuts here.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you
That's
for showing
That's why this place
up.
Is doesn't want you to leave. Look, they just turned off all the lights. Yeah,
all the lights have been turned off in this building.
It's like
now.
Westworld for real now.
Right. They want us to go.
This place is 24 hours. They're not supposed to turn off the lights.
Really?
Yeah. That's why we could come in here and just do this, because we're like, we don't technically close.
Yeah.
Huh. So. Okay.
All right. Well, good luck making it back to your car.
Yeah,
good I heard you're going to have a hike. So.
Thank you so much. We'll see.
And send us more questions. We want to answer some more questions.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have a Twitter now.
We
actually,
do.
Yeah,
we have a Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got We Stayed Late Twitter.
At We Stayed Late.
Yeah,
so tweet us there too.
Follow that. And,
yay.
And tweet us there. All right.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Love you forever.